What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Hello. Yes, we're on the air. My mistake. I missed the clock on that one. Okay. Anyway, live radio, what can I tell you? over in California, there was an incident at a spa where the spa had allowed a transgender woman who had not had the surgery to expose himself, herself, to girls, and it upset a lot of people. And there was a protest outside the spa, and Antifa assaulted the protesters, saying that they vow to stand against rampant transphobia. So that's where Black Lives Matter is definitely getting into. All righty, we're going to start taking phone calls. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, you know, I'm out in West Texas a lot. And just last week, Border Patrol arrested three migrants in Sierra Blanca who had broken into a ranch house and had stolen firearms, ammunition, and other items.
Yeah, I read about that.
Well, anyway, I was curious about that, so I texted a rancher friend of mine right out there. I asked him if he knew where the ranch house was. I had a feeling I knew where it was, and he confirmed that it was over in Red Light Draw. But what this is telling you right now is that things are really getting very tense. Mm. The ranchers out there are communicating with each other very quickly about these things. The rancher I called or I texted was on the other side of the mountain from where this occurred. And he knew all about it. The others know about it as well. They're angry. They're tense. And they're armed. And they will fire at some point. You will very quickly find that there will be an armed encounter between a rancher or ranchers and the migrants coming in, because they're becoming very bold. Being told that they're very bold. It's only a matter of time. They're tearing down the fences. They're tearing up water lines as they come across. They're banging on windows of houses. They're trying to break in. Oh, they are breaking in.
Yeah.
And what they're going to find out is that every rancher out there is not just armed; he's heavily armed. And I suspect that when this happens, and it will happen very soon, that the sheriff in Hudspeth County or the sheriff in Culberson County will not file charges against a rancher who shoots somebody. Because it's a matter of protecting one's property, one's life, one's family.
Yep, which is a right.
The sheriffs out there are the final law. And regardless how much the U.S. government might want to complain about that, it's not a matter of federal law. And I can assure you that the Texas Attorney General and the county attorneys and the sheriffs out there are going to hold the line. And if this does happen, and I expect it to happen quite soon, this is going to be the state of Texas drawing a line in the sand, saying no more. We've had enough of this stuff. This is something that the Biden administration is not considered. When it does happen, and again, I think it will happen quite soon, because this is happening more and more often, and the ranchers are getting or have had enough of this stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to die out there. I know that the cartels are operating out there as well. But the ranchers are communicating with each other. They are organized, and they will come to each other's aid in cases like, and it's not just the ranchers that will come to each other's aid. It's other people out there who are not ranchers. Mm-hmm. Who will also step up and try to hold the line against this stuff. I was on a ranch a couple of weeks ago, and on my way out, I stopped. I was locking the gate on my way out of the ranch, and I stopped. It was hot, so I walked around to the back of my truck and opened my cooler to get out a cold beer, and I looked down and I saw a piece of paper on the ground, and I thought, well, must have blown out of my truck. So I picked it up. I realized this is not my handwriting. I opened it up, and on that sheet were six or seven names, all Mexican names, mm-hmm. phone numbers. So several from a West Texas area code, the Midland Odessa area, one from El Paso, one from Mexico, and one from somewhere else. So I called the rancher. I said, "Look, girl, I just found this out here, and what this tells me is that somebody just came through this gate right here.
Mm-hmm.
They lost this paper right here because those are contact numbers that mm-hmm. people are supposed to call when they get up to a place where they can make a phone call. And I'm sure that the Border Patrol would like to have this because mm-hmm. they would be very interested in contacting the people who own those numbers." Anyway, he handed it over, and I'd be curious to know what happened. But this stuff is just running out of control out there. When, mm-hmm. when I was on the ranch, I was going to drive up to the top of the mountain. There's an FAA road that goes to the top of the mountain. I was scouting that out as part of our field trip. And before I left, he asked me, "Do you have a firearm?" "Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, I've got loaded magazines along with that." And so I said, "Fine." He said, "You'll be okay." On my way up there, the peak at that mountain is 7,682 feet,
mm-hmm.
and I was using an altimeter. As I got up there, at an elevation above 7,400 feet, that's between 7,400 feet and 7,500 feet, I found on the middle of this paved road, this paved FAA road, a brand new backpack that somebody had abandoned, along with some toilet paper and some deodorant and other items. I picked up the backpack and I threw it in the back of my truck. I drove down a little further. I found a pair of new shoes and new boots, hiking boots, unused. Mm-hmm. Threw them back here. When I drove back down, I called the rancher and I told him, I found these items well above 7,400 feet. And he couldn't figure out why would they be trying to cross the crest of the mountain to get down into Eagle Flat. He said that they're wandering around out there. They don't know where they're going. I think the last time I talked to you about this, I'll tell you they're running out of water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are going to get snake bitten, and there are wild cats out there. They'll tell you how many people have been eaten by wild cats up in those mountains. But they're all over the place. He told me he finds trash all over the mountain that they leave everywhere. But he was surprised to hear that I had found these items at elevations greater than 7,400 feet. It's just an out of control invasion down there.
Yeah, it is.
And eventually, some rancher is just going to unload, and I expect that will happen very soon. I'm surprised it didn't happen last weekend, but it will happen very soon. Okay, Mike, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's
Hello,
on
Mike.
Your mind? Hi,
hey, Mike. I just wanted to say, I hope the Taliban burns all the poppy fields. That'll cut out a lot of the psychological psyops money and also mm-hmm. bring down a lot of the banks that launder the drug money. That's the because there's thousands of acres of poppies. I wanted to go after them and just burn it down.
Oh, they will. The Taliban is very anti-drug. When they were running Afghanistan, very strong anti-drug laws. If you were caught with a poppy, they'd take your hand off. A little draconian, but it did work. And then as soon as the U.S. invaded, you know, the poppies were blooming and they had bumper crops and cheap opium started flowing into the United States. Both legal and illegal opium addiction soared.
Yep. Also, I wanted to say, I get so mad when I hear you talk about all that homosexuality with children and everything. You know, it's about time for God to throw a little Sodom and Gomorrah treatment on the United States.
Well, I don't know. That may be happening between the droughts and the wildfires and now the plague of grasshoppers and all the rest of it. It's feeling a little sort of end time-ish out there.
That's right. We're due for punishment. So if that's the way it is, it's the way it is, you know.
Well, you're not due for punishment, and I'm not due for punishment, and our listeners aren't due for punishment, and, you know, I would like, you know, whatever deity is behind all of this to be a little bit more selective.
Yeah, it rains on the righteous and the unrighteous, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what happens. It's too bad we're in the way. I mean, we've tried to stop this stuff, but we haven't been able to. Also, on the ranchers in Mexico, I've always said we need to shoot a couple. Once they have a couple of people get shot, they're going to back up, wait, go away, they need business. When they know they can get away with it, they're going to get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to shoot the illegal immigrants. I know a lot of people want to. We don't need to shoot them. We just need to make life here in the United States more difficult than it is in their home country, and they'll turn around and go home. But as long as we're handing out free medical care and free housing and free this and free that, you know, to buy their Democratic votes, the problem is not going to get any better.
That's true. Also, I can't believe Biden kneeling down in front of the person from Israel.
I find that totally disgusting.
Actually, he was kneeling down in front of the Rothschilds, because I call Israel Rothschild land.
Yeah.
So that's what he's really doing, kneeling down to the Rothschilds. So that's all I got today. I just want to vent those three things that you talked about.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I don't know the answer to this, and if you don't, I would invite anybody else to call about it. What is the difference between the sheriff supporting a rancher, for example, and just not filing charges as opposed to deputizing them? Would that offer him any more protection?
I think the sheriff has a right to deputize everybody in that county. Then they'd be acting, you know, under the letter of the law to protect the land.
And he would act as a commander.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. The phone lines are open now. Area code 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the news here. Down in Argentina, they just passed a law basically demanding that 1% of all government jobs being given to transgenders. And I'm opposed to that primarily because I'm a meritocracist at heart, and I think the job should go to the people who are most skilled, not just who happen to be politically expedient here. But Argentina Senate passed the law last Thursday, and apparently it was an overwhelming overwhelming vote here. Meanwhile, down in Hollywood, film censors are now bowing to the snowflakes. Classic films like Rocky, Flash Gordon, and Star Wars are being given stricter ratings to appease the woke audiences. And Rocky was moved from a PG rating to a 12A for the 2020 theatrical re-release, and the reclassification was due to moderate violence, mild strong language, and domestic abuse. Now, the extended edition of Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, was moved up to 12A for its moderate fantasy violence and threat. And Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, was classified PG for moderate violence and mild threat. It had been a U film, meaning it was suitable for all ages. The Elephant Man, the 1980 film starring Sir Anthony Hopkins and Sir John Hurt, became a 12A for moderate threat, upsetting scenes, and injury detail. And not since the Hays Commission has the censorship of movies been this intense. All righty, let's get into the world of computers, because this last weekend there was a massive ransomware attack exploiting the enterprise tech firm Kaseya, basically their software, remote device management software, was compromised and used to spread ransomware to about 1,500 businesses in 17 different countries. Ransomware authors are demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. And so They're out there still trying to blame Russia for it. And possibly, you know, this could be a false flag to bring about draconian control on the net. I've said that many times. And so now we have the World Economic Forum is announcing the creation of an Orwellian global coalition for digital safety, which means they want to come on down and control the internet for all of our good. And I am not reassured at all. Over in Texas, one of the public school teachers there has issued a call to action asking teachers to violate the new law regarding critical race theory. And they're saying they're going to go on teaching it, even though it is against the law. And the largest teachers union in the United States. Okay, let's see. Just had to answer the control room here. So anyway, let's see. Over in the United Kingdom, this is a very telling story because a leading teaching union is demanding the decolonization of all elements of education. And they're basically showing a mission to erase British cultural values. And we're seeing the same thing here with all this hue and cry about the Declaration of Independence being racist and fireworks being racist. They're trying to erase our culture, just like Mao did in China. It's a cultural revolution. They have to tear the old down before they can put the new stuff up. Getting on back to computers here, there is a critical flaw in the Windows Print Spooler service. This has been around for a long time. It would allow for remote attacks, and Microsoft is trying to deal with these security holes in the Print Spooler, and anyone able to exploit the most recent vulnerability would be able to run code on the compromised computer with full system privileges. And the flaws affect all versions of Windows for clients and servers, including Windows 7, 8.1, and 10, as well as Server 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016, 2019. So if you have any computers that don't print, they're not supposed to be connected to a printer, turn that the Print Spooler service off right now. Okay. And we've talked about this before, but there's a new article out in Activist Post warning that a home filled with smart devices could be exposed to thousands of hacking or unknown scanning attacks from around the world just in a single week. And we have seen stories where these smart light bulbs are being hijacked and turned into very tiny segments of gigantic botnets with which to carry out denial of service attacks. Or to basically spread more malware. So there was the study carried out by consumer group Which that recorded more than 12,000 attack attempts in a single week, including 2,435 specific attempts to maliciously log into the devices with a weak default username and password. Never, ever, 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 okay, use those default systems, default passwords, rather. And the reality is the more complex these systems become, the easier it is for criminals and government agencies to break into them with malicious intent. So we need to go back to, you know, I miss my Commodore 64. I miss my Amiga. Computers were fun back then. The Raspberry Pi 4, also a very fun machine. It reminds me of what computers used to be when they were useful and you weren't spending all your time just trying to keep them running. Now, Tropical Storm Elsa is the fifth named storm of the seasons. It has reached hurricane force. It is predicted track is going up the west coast of Florida. Not hitting the ruins of that condo as hard as feared. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to add something recently. Well, I was just thinking lately anyways that when I grew up as a kid, my parents used to take us on long weekends. Sometimes we'd just jump in the car and we'd... head out to the United States across the border and from Manitoba. And sometimes we'd make it as far as Nebraska. One time we went to Chicago, went to New York State once. So, you know, I'm a big fan of America, I guess you could say. And yes, there's one thing that I've definitely noticed over the years, and one feeling that I did get from my travels in the United States. And growing up, I did get a sense of America being a wholesome place at one time.
Yeah, it used to be.
You know, I got this feeling that there was a wholesomeness and an innocence, and yeah, I don't recognize it anymore. So when you're talking about all these things with the transgender stuff, you know, I can't help notice all these different things that they try and incrementally push on us. So the latest Children's Television Network, or workshop, I should say, which was bought by a Zionist group about 20 years ago, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. They've come up with a Sesame Street new characters. It's same-sex parents. That's just, you know, instead of Mr. Roper and the grocer and I can't remember any of the other characters, Big Bird and all that. But now it just seems like they you give them an inch and they take a mile, and it's a real propaganda thing against our children. So I even know that television producer who admitted that he was a spy for Israel. His name's Arnon Milchan.
He started smuggling nuclear triggers to Israel.
Yeah, the Krytons, I believe they're called.
Krytons.
He used to work with Netanyahu. They had a company together out of Boston, I believe. They were Milco. And he started his own children's television show network. It's in six different languages, and it's aimed at 0 to 3 year olds. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can imagine a child that's not even like fresh out of the womb is plopped in front of a television set, I just don't agree with that on so many different levels. So apparently they found a market, you know, that was untapped, and they're exploiting that. And I haven't seen it. It's called Baby First, and I couldn't imagine what's in it. But, you know, it's just one more layer on this cake. And I don't know where we're going. I guess the only thing we can really do is expose these type of things.
We can expose that, and we can also point out that all, you know, these entertainment venues that have gone woke, and, you know, feminist remakes of classic movies like Ghostbusters, they've all failed miserably. And somebody is pouring a lot of money in to use entertainment for propaganda because these projects are not really turning a profit. They're inevitably they're economic disasters, but somebody is still out there paying for them.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of CNN. You think, geez, there's no viewers, but somehow they turn a profit. Maybe those pharmaceutical ads they keep running. It's primarily just social engineering. So, you know, I think I've made a vow. My wife and I have, we're separated, but our daughter is, you know, you try your best to try and shield them.
Yes.
From, and, you know, it's like parental guidance. I think that's something that my parents taught, you know, when we used to watch television. They would always tell you, oh, go out of the room. This is a scary movie. And, yeah. Or suggestive or what have you. So I think that's all we can do.
I remember when the original Outer Limits came on TV and my mother refused to let me watch that. So, you know.
Wow. Well, look how you turned out. You're a great guy.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got morals and values.
I did watch Outer Limits after all, so maybe that explains a lot.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you. I'll keep listening. Thanks a lot, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We've got another caller waiting on the line. We have lines open, 512-248-8252. And I'm going to do a little news before the commercial break here. China is doing, they're going like gangbusters there. Two of their taikonauts have completed their first spacewalk outside the new Chinese space station. They were out there for something like 7 hours. Fixing things and getting things installed. So they're doing really, really well. Meanwhile, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. I think there's always opportunity where we need to keep reviewing, and you do a really good job of that because there's always something to add to it. But, I mean, our infrastructure is falling apart, and I'm not just talking about, like, the hotel that fell down in Florida or the bridge up in Washington, D.C., the pedestrian bridge, and stuff like that. But the infrastructure itself is falling apart, and that includes the culture, too, because the infrastructure of how we are and how we become who we are. I mean, okay, for example, the farmland is going away and Bill Gates bought it up. Isn't that convenient how COVID-19 gave an opportunity to a billionaire to buy a bunch of farmland? And it was a bunch of farmland that went bankrupt because they shut us down and their food was going to places that got shut down. So boom, they just stole some of our infrastructure there. And then they drained some reservoirs in California, which was very much needed to fuel the supply of food, which is like a third of it comes from California. So, I mean, that's your infrastructure as well. I mean, it's not just, you know, potholes in a road or something like that. We have a whole lot of infrastructure that's falling apart right now. And this is the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Like, they got us watching that left hand while the right hand is over here doing this. And then all of a sudden, the right hand's doing the right thing, and the left hand's got it in your pocket, stealing your money. So, I mean, we're in a big pickle here, and people need to realize that. And here's another thing I've noticed. There's jobs everywhere. Everywhere I go, there's now hiring. Mostly these fast food restaurants, and there's hardware stores and gas stations and stuff that they need some workers and stuff. Why don't we want to work? It's that universal basic income, UBI?
Yeah, that's part of it. Mostly, I think people don't want to work, you know, for minimum wage, and they're holding
that's
out
true.
For jobs that pay a decent wage or salary that they can live on. I mean, you know, you have people, you know, working minimum wage and they still have to get assistance from the government. That's not healthy.
It certainly is not helping. And I'll tell you what, you know, I work hard for my money and I get very little, but it's worth working. I mean, at least you got something to do. I mean, today we see these kids, those basement dwellers that we used to hear about all the time. You know, most of them, they live in their basement, at mom's basement. They're going through school, and then mom pays for them to go to college. And then they come back from college and go right back to the basement. And and they're playing their little video games and stuff. I think that's what we have a bunch of right now, is a bunch of basement dwellers. I really think video games and, well, anything to do with the internet, so to speak, not just video games, but videos themselves and whatnot, I think that's captured a whole bunch of our youth and or elderly, because, I mean, not elderly, but older kids, I guess, the 30s, them older teenagers.
Okay.
But no, they've encapsulated. I think that has a lot to do with why we don't have any active people out there right now, you know, fighting back. You look at Germany, you look at Britain, they're having not riots, but
loud protests is a good way to put
it. Loud protests, getting together and stuff. And here we are, we're the guys with the guns, and they've got us appeased right now. For some reason, we can still find food. Maybe the food banks should shut down. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they should raise the prices. If they really want a war with this, all they have to do is go that way. But if they go too fast, then they're not going to make it. And so what they're doing is they're doing it incrementally. And that's why we're sitting here watching our infrastructure, like I said at the beginning. We're watching it all just disappear underneath our nose while we're watching the right hand do and the left hand's doing this stuff. So,
well,
I mean,
our
I'm
infrastructure
just saying,
is collapsing because all the wealth generated by the labor of the American people is being siphoned off to go to this voracious war machine at the Pentagon. And, you know, they don't care where that money goes because it's not their money. And there's always more to be had, which is why we have this debacle of all these weapons that were simply abandoned in Afghanistan because they didn't want to bother moving them someplace else. And now all those weapons are in the hands of the Taliban.
Well, and you got to believe that was actually planned, I'm sure. But I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So if we could prove that all elections were fake, and that all these people that voted all this money, all this trillions of dollars in deficit and whatnot, if they were a fake election, then wouldn't that make the people who, if we could prove that, I'm not saying we can, but if we could prove that, wouldn't that make them responsible for the trillions of dollars to pay back?
Yeah, it definitely would. At the very least, you know, we could declare all of that odious debt, especially that portion that went to war, to fund wars, and, you know, we, the American people, would be off the hook for repaying it.
Absolutely. All right, Mike, you have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And it just came over the news here, the much-anticipated departure of the Dragon from the International Space Station has been postponed because of inclement weather at the expected landing site. So they're going to hold off on that for a couple of days here. Meanwhile, interesting that all the world's richest people are spending a lot of money trying to get off this planet. They're calling it the Billionaire's Space Race. Now, Richard Branson has dubbed himself Astronaut 001 in his video, where he announces he is going to beat Jeff Bezos into space by 9 days with a July 11th Virgin Galactic test flight. And, you know, haste makes waste, and I hope it doesn't end badly here. Meanwhile, there's a very charming story regarding Jeff Bezos and his first flight, and it has to do with a lady named Wally Funk. She's 82 years old, and she was part of the original Mercury female astronaut corps, and, you know, she... you know, went through all the training. She qualified. She did very, very well. And then the program was canceled, you know, after Valentina Tereshkova beat everybody into space to be the first woman in space. They kind of dropped it. And interestingly enough, John Glenn bore part of the responsibility for the ending of the program. He kept referring to the astronets, as they were called, as 98 pounds of recreational equipment, and said he didn't want them in space. And so it was very unfair. But Jeff Bezos has tapped Wally Funk to fly into space, and she will be the oldest person to fly into space, a record currently held by John Glenn, who went into orbit for the last time at age 77 in 1998. So talk about waiting a long time for your space flight, certainly longer than Alan Shepard had to wait because of his ear condition here. All right. Up on Mars, there continues to be a ongoing debate regarding methane. Methane had been detected sort of burping up from the Martian surface. Then the European Space Agency's ExoMars trace gas orbiter said, no, we're not detecting any methane. But now NASA's Curiosity says they're detecting methane burps from Mars' deep subsurface after all. Now, why this is significant is because methane is usually produced by biological activity. And further, you know, reinforces the idea that there is and has been indigenous life on Mars, which, when confirmed, will be a vindication for those of us who worked on Viking, and especially Dr. Gilbert Levin, whose labeled release experiment said, yes, there are, you know, living microbes in the Martian soil. Getting on to the Hubble Space Telescope, things are not looking very, very well. Experts are saying the space telescope is beyond repair. NASA officially is insisting there are still options to try and fix it. It has been offline for 3 weeks, and it was a computer glitch. They originally thought it was a memory board failure. Now they're saying it was the computer, and the backup computer has also malfunctioned. This is the Science Instrument Command and Data Handling Unit, which handles, you know, obviously the payload data, and they're still playing around with it, but it's not looking very good. It is, you know, 31 years old. I mean, you really can't complain about its performance in space. And fortunately, the James Webb Space Telescope, which is a far larger, more powerful instrument, is due to be launched into orbit later this year. So the timing is kind of optimum there. All righty, we're going to go back to the phones to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, any chance that Hubble telescope got whacked by space debris?
They're saying it pretty much was a computer failure, and you know, had it been space debris, there would have been other indicators of that, like a shift in its orientation. Know, the accelerometers would have picked it up.
Yeah, right. Could I ask a question about that project, the Viking project? Was it you worked on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when that got canceled, was your financing coming from the government, or was it private financing, I mean, for the project?
Well, the project didn't get canceled. It simply, you know, ran out. The spacecraft got old, and they stopped working. I mean, they lasted a lot longer than had originally been expected to. In fact, the data set for the image identification topped out at 255. That's how much they figured it was going to last. They'd get 255 images, and they wound up getting, you know, close to 5,000 out of each of the landers. Which necessitated a little bit of a scramble to redo the software there. But, you know, in fact, the mission was extended because of how well the landers were doing. So they stretched it on out.
Okay, well, let me try to put a finer point on it. What part does politics play in that organization? For example, well, we had the shuttle project, and then we don't have any shuttles anymore, I don't think. We had several projects.
They're all in museums. And,
so who decides that is what I'm getting at.
That comes down from the director of NASA, and ultimately, you know, Congress controls the budget, and, you know, what the budget is going to be spent on. They'll say, we want this, and we don't want that. There was certainly a lot of politics on the space shuttle, mostly coming from the Pentagon, which demanded changes to the initial design to allow for larger military payloads, which is why the shuttle program was delayed at the start and cost so much more than expected.
Yeah, because now, you see, where I'm going with this, we've got people with private capital that are going to do it or are doing it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah, space is becoming privatized.
Maybe that will be better, you know?
Certainly, competition is going to bring prices down. And, you know, the government is notorious for being very wasteful about these projects. I remember back when Apollo was happening, and I was already starting to make that transition into my film career. And there were several special effects experts in Hollywood who said that if they'd been given the moon landing job, we would have gotten there, you know, 5 years earlier at only one third the price.
Right. Anyway, well, I think this is an issue that is very important for humanity. So
I agree.
I'm kind of glad that you report on this, because there's this thing going around like flat Earth this and this, all kinds of weird stuff, and
they're trying to make the internet look kooky.
Yep, and people are believing it. They're believing it.
I don't know that many people are believing it. I think it really is being put out there so that people will look on the internet and assume that somebody somewhere is actually believing this crud. But again, it's a propaganda technique called poisoning the well. Whether it's flat Earth or fake Apollo moon landings or chemtrails or the planet Nibiru or Planet X or whatever they're calling it this week, it's designed to you know, make the internet you know, look like it's populated by a bunch of crazies to encourage people to go back to the warm embrace of corporate media.
Well, wouldn't it be better if we could go back to like 60 years ago when we were really sharp scientifically, and we had all that drive to advance humanity rather than talk about things like Black Lives Matter and you owe me money because I was this and 300 years ago. I mean,
I'd love to go back to that time. You know, I remember, you know, when I was growing up in the 60s when Mercury and Gemini was happening, and it was a major point of pride for the American people. And I know that there are a lot of detractors out there saying, well, why are we spending all this money to go into space? And the answer was, we weren't spending the money to go into space. We were spending the money to build machines to go into space. And out of that technology, we got the tech boom of the 1980s and 1990s, on which so many fortunes were built.
Right. I remember going past Edwards Air Force Base in 1959 on my way down to L.A. It was it was fantastic. It was a jaw-dropping experience for a 7-year-old kid. who built models of F-104s and F-105s, stuff like that, right? But, well, anyway, let's hope we can turn this around somehow.
Well, I'm afraid, in my opinion only is we're going to have to go through a Soviet Union-style collapse and then start rebuilding a new nation, again, going on back to those founding principles of, you know, let's get out there and do something interesting. Let's build better buildings, build better roads, you know, and, you know, go back on out into space because the technological fallout from that is going to revive the economy.
Right. Well, anyway, I'll let you go and we'll talk again.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're coming up on a commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. Last segment of the program today. And, you know, Virgin is out there. Virgin Orbit has confirmed, they have proved they have a viable rocket. And so its first flight in January was not a fluke. Last Wednesday, they had, their Cosmic Girl aircraft took off from Mojave Air and Spaceport, then dropped the Launcher One rocket. It's a drop launch system, and it worked. And so good for them. Now, here's one for the environmentalists and the green activists. It turns out that solar panels are creating 50 times more waste than predicted, and much of it is toxic. Now, solar panels are supposed to last for 30 years, and calculations about how much waste will be produced are based on that assumption. The trouble is that as solar panels have gotten cheaper and a bit more efficient, the economics have changed, and replacing them sooner makes a lot of sense financially. And this is leading to a huge pile of solar panel waste. And that is a nasty, nasty problem. Okay, over in Slovakia, you've probably seen the videos of this. There is a prototype of a flying car. It's called Air Car. And it's a car body, and it has wings that fold away into the car body. It takes about 3 minutes to go from car to plane. It has a propeller in its rear, and it completed a 35-minute test flight. And it has now completed more than 40 hours of test flight. I don't know what it's going to be going for in terms of cost, but by golly, that's a real sweet little invention they've come up with. And it's been the dream of people to have a flying car, and there have been efforts along that line previously. But this one appears to really be a workable, practical, consumer-based design. Okay, looking at, I want to go back here to immigration here. And there's an article from Investment Watch blog. It's reminding us that California taxpayers are paying $1.3 billion for Medicaid for illegal aliens. And again, as long as the Democrats are offering all kinds of free stuff, the illegal immigration problem is only going to get worse. The way you solve the illegal immigrant problem is you make life more difficult for them here than it was back in their home country. You enforce Title VIII. Anybody gives them a job, they go to jail. Anybody gives them food, they go to jail. Anybody who just gives them a ride, they go to jail. Just absolutely shut off any means for them to be to have a life in this country. You know, anybody who rents them a home is going to go to jail. I mean, you need to read Title VIII, and it really is easy to stop this problem. Eisenhower did it. Okay, so it can be done. Alrighty, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stettmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you, and. Let's see. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone today. Way to go, Steve. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.